Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Let's talk state of disaster. Was it really necessary to extend the state of disaster? And does our government actually have a plan? Sandile Swana, political analyst, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Jolly good, and good morning to your listeners, Howard.
So it's a very, very, look, I'm finding it completely perplexing that we seem to still be discussing this, and then we opening up that the opinions, we're asking for opinions of the public. We, in 2 years, we certainly haven't asked the public's opinion. We haven't listened to the public at all. Why all of a sudden are we changing our modus operandi?
Yeah, the situation with the state of disaster is that
the government seems to have abandoned
the scientific available scientific knowledge with the continuation of the state of disaster.
Right.
And it is interesting to know that, you know, when you listen to the scientists, because the scientists are the ones who need to guide government policy, that the issue actually is not even now, no longer even about infection. It's about severe illness and death. So once people are vaccinated, and the large number, certainly in Gauteng, of people are now immune, they've got the immunity from vaccination and from previous illnesses, that says that even if you were to be infected, you wouldn't develop, you are unlikely to develop serious illnesses. So the restrictions of sports facilities, outdoor activities are uncalled for, as an example. And a lot of the restrictions of numbers and so on and so forth are really unwarranted. The thing that needs to continue as a further measure is vaccination. So this continuation of the state of disaster is a controversy, and there is no sign that our hospitals would be overwhelmed by any COVID-19 anymore. So we're now by and large in the clear, except that people do have to make sure that they are properly vaccinated, by and large.
What does the government have to gain from extending the state of disaster?
Unfortunately, the government, our government has for some time fooled us as the public, irrelative to its success or lack of success, by taking activities, conducting activities, and saying, I'm doing something about a particular problem. Here are the activities I'm doing, without checking the results. So, for instance, the measures they've been taking relative to COVID-19 scientifically have been shown that they've made blunder after blunder, and now they've been in the, they are now already in the top 10 of worst performing nations in terms of COVID-19 deaths. So, but by continuing to do something, they are showing the unschooled people who are not well informed about what the truth is, that we are doing something, we're protecting. It can only be political. It's anti-economic. There is no sensible person who can insist on continuing with COVID-19 restrictions in this face of that, the fact that since 2009, the ANC has had a declining economy in South Africa. And since Ramaphosa took over, things have gotten worse. So it's a disaster. It can only be a propaganda stance, or it could be a mechanism that they are worried about the insurrection, which is their own insurrection, by the way. So those could be other reasons. It can't be scientific and medical reasons that they are continuing with the state of disaster. We don't need any state of disaster. Anything that happens from here on in, we'll be able to cope with it.
So it's, and we can definitely see that, because any expert that we've spoken to, certainly that I've spoken to, is almost, they are almost scratching their heads and wondering why we haven't changed the mask mandates, why we haven't moved away from the state of disaster. The experts are wondering, and if they're no longer supporting government with this, then we have to look at other reasons to understand what is going on here.
Yes, we have to. I mean, from the start, you will remember that the opposition parties from the start said this whole thing must be handed over to Parliament so that if our freedoms are being taken, our elected representatives have got a say. Don't make it a cabinet decision or even a one minister type of decision. Obviously, we can't run away. There's no minister, and not even Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma, who makes a decision without the support of Ramaphosa. It is an unfortunate situation. The only reasonable sense that you can have is their own worries about political stability, not medical instability in South Africa, not medical disaster. They can be worried about political instability, which is likely because clearly the law enforcement agencies are going for the comrades and are more likely with Zondo at the helm of the chief justice and so on. So they would be worried about insurrection and things like that. But then it is a wrong instrument, and they've got to be more transparent to us if they are now dealing with state security rather than dealing with a medical pandemic.
I see that the DA, the Democratic Alliance, will be launching an urgent court application against the government's decision to extend the national state of disaster. They mentioned that yesterday. John Steenhuisen said the party would no longer allow COVID-19 to be used carelessly. And this is what they say: it's urgent because we cannot be in a state of disaster for another day. It's not enough to end the state of disaster. The lockdown itself must end. Do you think that there is a chance that they will be successful?
I think there is a chance that they can be successful because when you use these powers, rationality has got to be in place. And let us look also at the precise reason why the state of disaster was ever actually started. It was, the disaster was simply about having more people who are sick who need hospitalization than you have hospital beds or hospital capacity. So the thing that did not, because disaster actually in our law is defined about as a situation where the community is overwhelmed in its capacity, cannot cope with a particular situation in its own resources. Now, because of the immunity, more especially the immunity, the T immunity, T cell immunity against severe illness and death, which is now prevalent, which has exceeded the 70% mark in South Africa, which means chances that people in large numbers can fall sick, severely ill and die, that were past that point already. So that is not going to happen. So the threat of disaster is not there. Secondly, the district municipalities, the provinces, and the various industries now need to govern themselves like any other health threat. You need to apply health and safety in your workplace as you see fit according to your industry, because now we've reached a stage where by and large, COVID-19 is just becoming one of the normal diseases and the infectious diseases that are out there. And it's under control because the population, the bulk of the population has actually achieved immunity.
Yeah.
So you cannot insist that there is a rational basis for continuing, even with masks, because scientists are saying we're no longer worried about masks, because even if a person is infected with the disease, they are unlikely to suffer severe illness and death because of the level of immunity that is, and the level and the type of immunity that is in the population. So the people, the population itself now, in its immune systems, is now able to protect itself.
It is just absolutely incredible that they are proceeding the way they are. Let's hope that they will change that. Sandile Swane, political analyst, talking to us about the national state of disaster and trying to work out why on earth, or bring some explanation as to why government, in their wisdom, would have extended it. Thank you, as always.